Almost there. I think you have received the notification. It's being live streamed. Go to the page.
I see.
Go to the page. Yes, we're live. So hi everyone, thank you for coming today. So today we have a webinar for the introduction of the Estonian e-residency for Tunisian entrepreneurs. I'm Hossein Tintuda, president of the Tunisian Estonian Chamber of Commerce, which is a nonprofit association registered here in Tunisia. So as we are kicking off our activities, we have started to start from the start, which is promoting the e-residency scheme to the Tunisian entrepreneurs. I have today with me speaker lineup, Mr. Abdi Bourawi, who is the Honorary Consul of Estonia to Tunisia. Then we have Raimo Madvera, who is the Head of Partnerships at e-residency, and Ziad Hamema, who is a Tunisian e-resident based abroad, but who has an Estonian company via his residency to give us testimonials, but also feel free at the end to ask him, Raimo, also some questions in our Q&A section. So without further ado, we will start with Honorary Consul Mr. Abdi Bourawi for the opening words.
Well, hello, everybody. Do you hear me? Yes, okay, good. Well, it gives me a great pleasure and an honor to open this Estonia-Tunisian Chamber of Commerce webinar on e-residency card and systems, co-hosted by Mr. Raimo, Head of Partnerships of e-residency Estonia team. So we are going to learn a lot this morning about that. Let me first introduce myself, okay? I'm the Honorary Consul of Estonia since 15 years now, covering the whole Tunisian territory. Unfortunately, we do not have an embassy. So but there is an ambassador. The ambassador, Estonian ambassador to Tunisia is based in Paris. So he's covering France and Tunisia. This is a bit of a problem because we have a lot of demand for a visa, and unfortunately, the Schengen visa would only be done by an embassy. Since Estonia is in Schengen, so it has to be an embassy, and since we do not have that, and we do not have the competency to sign and give visa, we gave the power to Finland. So since a few years now, the government of Estonia give the power and the authority to Finland and Tunisia to give the Estonian. But we work a bit together because sometimes they have some information about the people, you know, so when we know, we do it. So this is a bit of a problem. We do not have a lot of Estonian, unfortunately, resident in Tunisia, not a lot. Maybe few, and maybe they are not contacting the consulate. But there is a lot of tourists, and more now. Because Estonian was very, very linked to Egypt. They go to Egypt more than in the Arab countries. But since now, a few years, because of the problem there, you know, with security and so on, they switched to countries like Tunisia, and especially in the summer. So, and we are here, of course, to help them sometimes when lose his passport or something like that. So we help. Apart from this function, I am also a board member of the International Federation of Honorary Consul. In fact, I am the treasurer of this federation, which give me some of work. So we are going to have a meeting next February, the 20th and 21st, in Cairo, with all African Honorary Consul. So one of my recommendations is really to try to work with Africa. This is very, very, very important point, and there's a lot of possibilities there. So, like I said, so this is very important matters, and one of my role is to encourage the entrepreneur to go to Estonia or to work with Estonia or to have the e-residency in order, and especially in technology, to explore the possibility of investment, because unfortunately we do not have a lot of possibility, and Estonia is the digital nation, like we say. So I did some work on that myself, something like maybe 10 years ago or 7 years ago. I was impressed by the power and possibility of Tunisian, Estonian identity card. I mean, they have something incredible, incredibly strong. They use it to vote, they use it for medication, for use it for, as of course, an identity card, but they can look at the their children performance at the school, the you know, their situation with the hospital, and so on and so forth. So I was so impressed. When I come back to Tunisia at one point, I asked it to make a link between Tunisia and we contacted the e-academy, Mr. Arvo Ott. I think he's still the chairman there. And they started with the prime minister here. They come twice, or the third time even, to start working and advising Tunisian on X roads and the ID card. And in fact, they was impressed. They said Tunisia is very, very good, you know, but unfortunately, there are no links between the ministry. I mean, every ministry, if you take Ministry of Education or tax and so on, we're doing a lot of distance, you know, filing, tax filing, you know, and so on. But there is no link between them. They are going to have another assignment, certainly finance it, because it's all matter of finance. Huh? It's the bread who is financing next time, because the first assignment was financed by Estonia government. Last May, I think 18 or something like that, our Minister of Technology in Tunisia went to Tallinn, and they make a memorandum of understanding to cooperate in this area and follow up on these digital matters. So really, there are lots of potential. Well, I don't know if I have to go through presenting Estonia, but maybe if you need, we can, in the question, answer these, you know. So to come back to, as a matter of fact, I am a resident since the beginning, that maybe for the second time now. The e-residence has been created in 2014, I think. And since then, and up to 2019-20, there were 50,000 members over 165 countries. I mean, that's incredible. These help, you know, certainly. Remo will go into more details, but just to say that this is very encouraging, and I am encouraging all citizens, especially Tunisian businessmen, to get these cards. Well, if we have to go to an embassy like Rome or Paris or Cairo in order to make the print, you know, fingerprint. But this is the only constraint. Otherwise, everything could be done by internet. So yes. This is up, I think, stop now and let you present your business. And I'm here if we can, if you need me. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bouraoui, for the opening words and for your insights. I give the floor now to Raimo, who is the head of partnerships of e-residency, to walk us through the e-residency scheme, but also what are the benefits to be e-resident and start an EU-based company. Raimo, to you.
Yes, hello. I'm Raimo. Greetings from Tallinn, capital of Estonia, where we have right now +2 degrees and raining a lot and snow is melting. We were discussing this weather matter before, so just for your information. But I'll go through the slides and we'll present it for you. So yes, e-residency indeed. I'm gonna give you a brief overview of what it is, what for it's usually used, and how does the applying process works, as well as how does opening a company in Estonia works. And then I think we could make a Q&A session, whether after my presentation and then also after e-residence presentation, or we can do everything in the end as well. Let's see how it goes. So e-residency. This is me and my co-founders having a first ever meeting to start the company in winter 2020, in the end of 2020. It's rather usual that mostly Estonians in my age, a bit younger and also a bit older ones, tend to have a company, because it's rather easy to establish it. The costs of having a company are not too high, especially if you're local. And it's quite common to do some kind of side gigs, special projects, freelancing projects through your company, not registering yourself as sole proprietor, for example, which is also possible in Estonia. But not probably, I can't recommend that, because there you have some mandatory costs which can be avoided when you have a company. So yeah, why I put this picture here was that basically this was the time we were discussing the ideas and also arguing what should be the name of the company, which is always the thing that takes the most of the time. But after that, we never had to meet in person again or sign something on paper to get the company started, to get taxes declared, to get all the answers from the state if we have any questions, or other way, if the state wants some information from us, we could provide it. So this is how it usually works for Estonian company owners, that you meet people for business matters, but usually all the administrative tasks and obligations for the country or for the state could be organized online by using your ID card, or in homeland also it can be either mobile ID or smart ID, which are the digital signing tools by using your smartphone. So yeah, I just put this picture here to exemplify that with these lovely people I still have a opportunity to work with sometimes, but we don't need to do anything on paper to get this company running. Usually, why do people become e-residents is the reason that they want to open a company in Estonia. When you're applying for e-residency, it can be that you can mark also different kind of reasons why you want to become Estonian e-resident. It can be also cultural connections or scientific cooperation, or even you're just a fan of the concept and the program. But all in all, it's the idea that people like the most is that they want to have a company in Estonia. Our business environment is extremely transparent and trusted. We are members of EU, NATO, OECD, and also if we compare different kind of global indexes and leaderboards, then Estonia economy is quite free, rather very low corruption. Because if you do everything digitally, you even don't have any opportunity to meet any official who could, I don't know, ask you to bribe him or her, for example. So basically, it's everything rather in line with all the rules. And people in Estonia and also e-residents tend to follow the legislation quite well. They are happy to follow the rules that are set there, because compared to many other countries, Estonian legal framework and how the operating company actually works is much easier and more straightforward than in many other countries. In Estonia, usually there are very few exceptions if you need to do something, or if you, for example, regarding taxation or also like your obligations to the states, then in our framework, usually exceptions are quite exceptional. It means that usually the rules are quite similar to very different kind of companies and people as well. As mentioned also by the Honorary Consul, and as I mentioned before, we have really advanced digital services. Almost everything you need to do with your company can be done online. There used to be the case that you weren't able to buy and sell real estate online, but now in some cases it is already possible. And also there was a joke that there are two things you cannot do in Estonia online. It's getting married and getting divorced. Estonia is working on it in that sense that since January 2023, it is possible to actually submit the marrying application online. You still have to meet the officials face to face, of course, to get married and everything else. Also, if you want to get divorced, then this needs to have a few face to face visits to the officials. But you can start the process of getting married online now as well. Tax environment is simple, as I said, straightforward, rather low risk, because not too many exceptions. And if you are really planning to become e-resident and start Estonian company to work with Estonian businesses or target your products or services to Estonian market included, or even hire people there, then you can expect rather highly educated human capital, and also our labor market is liberal. And we speak quite good English. Sadly, French is not so good, but you can, if you need to, you can find definitely French-speaking people in Estonia as well. And if you are more into startup business, then there is a concept called startup visa, and now also scale-up visa coming up soon, which is a dedicated program for startups who submit their application. They go through the committee, and if they have all the necessary characteristics to be accepted as a startup visa nominee, then it is possible to for the certain time to move to Estonia to develop your company. But this is indeed only for startups that meet certain criteria. On the other hand, our startup scene is quite vibrant. Estonia is known of country with the highest number of unicorns per capita. So these are the good reasons why to open a company in Estonia. I will just in case go through once more what the e-residency is. It is a digital identity. You get a card and a card reader, and by using the chip on the card, you can basically digitally sign and encrypt whatever you need to do. It gives you access to Estonian e-services. Once you have installed, it is possible to sign in to several state services what you need. And of course, verify and identify yourself online. Estonian e-residency, it digital ID card as well as our local ID card has the highest security level in the EU as needed. And e-residency is also a global community of people who are e-residents. It's very likely that in 3 to 4 weeks, we will celebrate 100,000 e-residents. And I will talk about numbers a bit later, but 500 of them are from Tunisia or should be Tunisian citizens, I believe. We have two different ways of communicating statistics based on residency or based on citizenship. I believe it was based on citizenship, but there are around 500 Tunisian e-residents globally right now, Estonian e-residents. By the way, there are some e-residency programs in other countries as well, like Lithuania and Azerbaijan, and some of them coming up in some other countries as well. Just to be very clear, digital identity you get, it's not a travel document. This card even does not have your picture. It's purely for digital access. It doesn't give you any access to Estonia physically. It's not a travel document. It doesn't give you citizenship, living permit, residence permit, visa, etc. It's just for your digital access. And also it does not change your personal tax residency. And the main reasons, as I mentioned, is usually why people become e-residents is to have a company in Estonia, use the services we have, and digitally sign everything you need to. There is also a target group among e-residents, which is also quite significant, is actually people who are not planning to establish their own company, but are on board of some Estonian or EU company and need to sign things as a board member, for example. And in that case, it makes their life much easier. So you don't need to send, I don't know, something notarized on paper from Tallinn to Tunis and back, for example. You can just sign your things digitally. Who can apply? E-residency is a status that is given for you as a natural person. It is not given to the legal entities. When you are applying, there are several questions asked, and one of them is, yeah, as I mentioned, about what's your interest to become e-resident. So you need to have some kind of interest to Estonia, usually. In order to get e-residency, you cannot be Estonian citizen or live in Estonia, be a resident. In that case, you get our resident ID card, which gives you also the access to the services. But then you can't be e-resident. But if you or someone who is e-resident is residing in Estonia and then leaving, but they have already a company in Estonia, then of course it makes sense for them to become e-residents to still run their Estonian company smoothly wherever they are. And it is right now open for all countries and citizenships right now, but every application is analyzed separately by the police and border guard, and there is no way we can estimate whether you get the application, whether you get e-residency or not. It's always the matter of police and border guard who decides based on the information available for them. So application process, it's around 30 minutes. You need to gather all your documents first. You need to answer the questions. Usually the rule is that the more detailed and honest you are, the better it is. Otherwise, police may ask extra questions. Don't be insulted, because it happens quite often that they want extra information. So the best way is just to answer them. The state fee for getting e-residency application analyzed is 100 to 120 euros. It depends on the pickup location, where will you pick up your card later. Base fee is 100 euros for the places for the pickup location in the embassy. But if you choose some of the external pickup locations, which I show you later, then it may be a bit more expensive. If your application is denied, then the money is not paid back. And yes, you choose the pickup location where would you like to go physically to give the fingerprints and the signature and get your digital ID starting kit, where is the card reader and some information. Estonian Police and Border Guard will analyze and review the application. They need to do it in up to 30 days from the submission. Usually it happens quicker. If you get the e-residency, then the kit will be sent to the pickup location, and it takes 2 to 5 weeks depending on the location and some other things. Usually you had to pay the state fee by credit card when you were applying, but in some cases when you are going to pick up your card in some external pickup location, then it can happen that the additional fee needs to be paid in cash on spot. And once you have collected your e-residency kit, given the fingerprints and signature, then basically you can go home or just take your computer to the first cafe where there is a Wi-Fi, connect the reader and the card, and basically immediately start choosing a service provider and starting a company. So altogether, it takes 3 to 8 weeks to get your e-residency, but sometimes it takes longer, but usually it is within that day median. So half of the people get it quicker, so half of the people get it slower, is around 30 to 35 days right now. The dots here are the places where you can pick up your card. I think in your case, probably the most logical place to pick up your card is either Estonian Embassy in Paris or Estonian Embassy in Cairo. But there are also embassies in Rome, in maybe also makes sense to think of Ankara, if you happen to fly to somewhere through to Turkey, and also of course in Madrid and Lisbon, there are also pickup locations. And also there is external pickup location in South Africa. I think it was relocated to Pretoria now. It used to be in Johannesburg, but it's in Pretoria now. But be sure that you have a legal right to enter that country that you are going to pick up your card. And yes, the fees, depending on the location, the red dots are external locations where you probably need to pay some extra fee to get your card started. So in all the white dots, the application fee is 100 euros, and in all the red places, it's a bit more. But probably in your case, you rather visit the embassy. If you are a resident of some other country, then of course it makes sense to pick up in the nearest location to you. And if you have decided to open an Estonian company, then first of all, yes, you apply your e-residency, get your card. Then usually most of the e-residents start their companies and run them with the help of business service provider. I'm going to talk about it a bit more in the next slides. But usually the next step is that you choose the business service provider who will be the one who helps you with starting and also will provide you legal address services, which I'm going to describe soon. And then you need to log into company registration portal and with the help of service provider or independently register your company. If you have a licensed service, maybe you don't know it, but you need to check whether your company needs a registration or a license to operate in Estonia. It means that, for example, financial services are licensed businesses, tourism companies are licensed businesses, everything connected to health and education are usually licensed businesses. So you need to see the rules that are applying to Estonian companies in that industry, and you may need to register or apply for the license, and it takes some extra time, of course, and you may also need some external service provider to help you to apply that. So this is something to keep in mind, but usually mostly resident companies are not licensed businesses and they don't need any registration for that. And the last step usually is to apply for business banking account. So every company, in order to pay the bills and to actually send the invoices out to get money from your customers, you need some kind of business banking solution. I will talk about it later as well. Sadly, it may be a bit more difficult for Tunisian residents compared to with some other locations. There are several options what kind of legal entity you can register in Estonia. The most popular one is private limited company, OÜ called in Estonia. It can be one man, one lady company, or you can have also multiple shareholders. It doesn't matter, but it's the most common thing to register private limited company. I have also two private limited companies, for example. Minimum share capital is basically 0.01 euros since February 2023. It used to be 2,500, but it was possible to defer that until you start paying out dividends. But yeah, the rule changes next week and it gets even easier. So it's 0.01 euros. It can be more, of course, and you have to approve it in the company registration that you pay that. If your planned share capital is more than 50,000 euros, then you need to have a certificate or proof letter by the financial institution that you are using for the share capital contribution to approve that, yes, you have done that kind of transaction through them. And then you go through the easy registration process where, as I mentioned, usually the most difficult part is to choose the name. By the way, according to our new law, commercial register law or amendment of the commercial register law, since February 2023, it is possible to pre-book the name for the company. I currently don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, that's a new interesting option. Now, I mentioned service providers. We have a separate site in a sub-site in e-residency website. It's called e-residency marketplace, which is a curated choice of service providers that have gone through our vetting process and onboarding process. We know them, we trust them, and this is basically curated choice of service providers. We dare to suggest you to choose out of this, because there are definitely not more of them in the market, but we don't know every one of them, and sometimes not all of them are following all the necessary rules exactly how they should be, but the ones you choose from the marketplace should be on the safe side. So there are more than 120 business service providers. Mostly are the companies which help you with company registration and legal address services, which I mentioned. Now, coming to the contact person and legal address, this is the only mandatory service you probably need. We'll describe it more thoroughly in the next slide. The contact person is someone you probably need. This is a licensed business in Estonia. If you need a contact person, choose the one that has a license for that in Estonia. It's regulated by the Financial Intelligence Unit. All the companies in the marketplace that are providing contact person services have the license. So this is a safe. But there are also the ones who help you with accounting, tax and legal consulting, and business banking, and also many other things like insurance, marketing support, verification services, so on. It's very likely that your service provider who helps to establish the company as well as will provide your contact person is the one who helps you later with accounting and to some extent also tax consulting. They have usually package services for that. Go and visit our YouTube and check out our marketplace tutorial and demo. It's quite thorough overview of how does it work, what to consider, what kind of filtering options and comparing options there are. So our lovely head of content, Hannah, will guide you through the video. So visit our YouTube channel and check out the e-residency marketplace intro. Based on law amendment, which will be effective from the next week, if your company's address is outside of Estonia, you need to appoint a local contact person. Your company's address is quite likely where you are in Tunisia, for example. So this is your company's address. And as you don't have an address in Estonia, you need to appoint a local contact person. You need a local contact person for receiving letters sent by Estonian state. Yes, we do sometimes still send something on paper as well. Although we have everything digital, sometimes like some kind of court documents, for example, or court or notary approved documents, for example, they are sent on paper, and the contact person is the one who is responsible of receiving those documents and handing over to you, sending you for you to, I don't know, in Tunis, for example. So Estonian state basically defines it that if they have handed over, I don't know, court decision for you, for your contact person, for them, it means that it's handed over to you. And the contact person is the one who's responsible of sending you the mails and the necessary information. And as I mentioned before, it's a licensed business. So we recommend to choose one that is that has a license to provide that contact person service. If you have a co-founder in Estonia, then you don't need probably contact person services, because then his address and will be the legal address and he will be the contact person if you agree that way. And contact person is not your local director. He is or she is just a representative. He or she does not have any say to your business decisions. They are not your board members. You don't have to give the access for them to your bank accounts, etc. They are your contact persons. This is the main duty. But this company, as I mentioned, is quite likely to provide you also accounting. And then, of course, maybe accountants of these companies need to have access to your data, for example. Now, the last step is opening a business bank account. Usually, we recommend to choose any fintech that is operating in European Union or a European Economic Zone. It can the account there can be opened entirely online. There is a wide choice of them: Wise, Stripe, Intergiro, WeTrust, etc. The downside is that they are not credit institutions. If you need business loans, they do not provide it. But all in all, fintechs are usually perfectly fine, or electronic money institutions, for example. They are enough, most of the e-residents, because they just send invoices, receive invoices, maybe sometimes order a bank card to pay, debit card or credit card, and also payment gateway opportunities for collecting payments from your web shop is possible. Then the other option is traditional banks in the European Union or European Economic Zone countries. If you happen to have a good cooperation with some banks in some of the European countries, which have maybe opened some accounts for your Tunisian or other companies in some other jurisdictions, then maybe they are also happy to open a company account for you. But it's rather rare. And the third option is to have a real traditional bank account in Estonia. But this is the most difficult one, as you need to present a strong connection to Estonia. It means that you really have employees there, or you have real estate there, or a warehouse, or mainly your suppliers or partners are there. You have to prove to the bank that you really do business in Estonia, with Estonia. And then you need to visit bank physically in Estonia. So you need to go to Tallinn or to Tartu, the other bigger city, or to Pärnu and some other places where LHV or Coop Pank has the offices, to actually verify yourself, give the signature, get the account open. Now, the thing is that sadly, Tunisia is in the list of countries that is considered by the international financial intelligence units as a kind of a risky country in financial matters, which means that not all the fintechs and banks also in our marketplace are accepting Tunisian residents or citizens. But some of them do. You just need to go through the rules and the restrictions of the fintechs to get the overview of with whom it is possible to open an account in for the Estonian company. But this is the reality right now. Some questions maybe about taxes, because I believe that if there are people in the audience who have done some investigation before, then you have heard something about taxes or taxation or tax benefits of Estonia. Just to be clear, some things: personal taxes are always declared in the country of your tax residency. Estonian e-residency does not change yours, so your personal taxation is tied to the country you are physically in. If it's Tunisia, then it's Tunisia. Your company taxation depends on where is your tax residency or permanent establishment. It's usually that way that although Estonia has really attractive tax system, then if you stay in Tunisia, all your customers are in Tunisia, you operate only in Tunisia, you do everything in Tunisia, then probably it's quite likely you have a permanent establishment in Tunisia. and you mainly have to pay your taxes based on Tunisian tax rules. If you employ people, then if the people are in Estonia, you have to pay the social contributions based on Estonian rules. So basically employment taxes are 33% of the sum you are planning to pay in addition to that. So, but if the employee is situated in somewhere else, then he or she needs to declare his or her taxes on the home country. And also, if you are into online selling or e-commerce, then European Union has now this OSS system, which makes it somewhat easier to register and run your VAT payment operations. But yeah, online sellers can declare the VAT tax in the country where they are that VAT registered. But there are a lot of more small details, which I'm not very big expert on, but generally OSS system in Europe has made it a bit easier to declare the VAT in Estonia, in Europe. And some things about taxation, our corporate income tax is 20%, but it has to be paid on distributed profit only. So until you reinvest all your money to the company, then corporate income tax is not, you don't have to pay it. But of course, it depends on the other aspects. As I said, if everything happens in Tunisia, then you have a permanent establishment in Tunisia, and probably you need to follow the Tunisian rules. VAT is 20%, and from 40,000 euros a year turnover, it is mandatory to register VAT number. If you are below that, it is not necessary, depending on business, of course, but usually this is the threshold. And you can declare and pay all your taxes online. Estonia has an online online tax office, which is actually a friendly one, which means that you can actually talk to them and ask the questions. And as I said, we have almost 100,000 e-residents by now. It's a bit less than 99,000 who have established nearly 25,000 companies. Out of them, 500 e-residents from Tunisia, and around 130 companies are created by Tunisian e-residents. I will share the slides later as well. There are additional resources. You can check our website, knowledge base, blog, YouTube channel, and so on. That's it from me. This was the, you know, how the sales guy says. Now I think it's a good time to hear a short story of a real resident.
Yes, thanks a lot, Raimo. Very instructive. So actually, we have started receiving many, many questions. And also, even with the presentation, you have already gone through some of the questions already. So we're going to keep some of that after Ziad, maybe like for a common Q&A, maybe with Ziad, people will ask questions specifically for him. Thanks again, Raimo. And Ziad, to you, maybe we can walk us through your experience so far as an e-resident, why you decided to become an e-resident in the first place, and actually how was the experience, and so far how has it been for you? Thanks to you.
Okay, so thank Raimo for those valuable information you have shared with us. And thank to the Tunisian Estonian Chamber of Commerce for having me on this webinar and giving me the chance to share my experience with the Estonian e-residency program. Well, my name is Ziad Hamama. I am the founder and the CEO of Digitizet, an Estonian digital consulting agency that specializes in providing all services related to the digital business, from the web development to consulting and establishing companies. I founded my company in 2019 to serve clients from all over the world. At the same time, I am a podcaster and a content creator specializing in digital economy field. Okay, so let me tell you about my story with the e-residency. So almost 10 years ago, I started providing digital marketing and web services through freelance platforms. And like every Tunisian, I found myself staggering out my funds. This is the problem of, I think, all freelancers in Tunisia. Unfortunately, most of those platforms use PayPal only to pay freelancers. This is what made me look for alternative solution to get my money. After a long time of searching for a final solution, I discovered the Estonian e-residency program. I did some research and noticed that the Estonian tax system is one of the best in the world. Plus, there are all the services provided every digital entrepreneur would wish for, like international payment gateway platforms, who would like to open, a website of an e-commerce website or providing service online, online business IBAN providers, and the eligibility to apply for any needed services without any restriction. This is what I considered a paradise. A program that provided me with a valuable opportunity to establish my own business abroad. So I started with the procedure, which was very smooth. I filled out the e-residency application and got my approval notice in just 2 weeks. Then I traveled to Turkey to visit the consulate of Estonia in Ankara, where I was received the Estonian council, submitted my fingerprints, and got my e-residency kit. Everything was simple and fast. I am now an e-resident and able to start my business in Estonia. I started looking for a suitable service provider to establish my company for me, and to take care of the rest of the services related to it. My company is ready. I opened an online bank account and prepared all means of success for my project. Here I am, working from anywhere without any restriction or conditions. Let me be honest. During those 4 years, I encountered some problems, most of which were minor. But the most important problem for me, which I hope to resolve it, is the possibility of opening a real business account. I mean, a real business bank account in Estonia without being there. Because you have to be there to open a real business bank account. Unfortunately, many fintechs stop services and close account without any clarification. And this is what is considered a threat to the continuity of companies. The second thing that isn't a problem, but the thing we hope to improve, it is the tax rate of up to 20%. I mean, here, that is withheld as a business income tax. Now, there are other options for establishing companies remotely in other countries with lower tax rates. Are there any upcoming decision in this regard? So this question for Raymond. I will end with a valuable advice that no one else will share with you. Before starting any procedure, you must take these 3 points seriously. The first point, if you are going to provide illegal services, do not bother establishing a company in Estonia because the company's activity is easily tracked. The second point, if you are planning to provide your services to clients in countries classified in the gray or the blacklist, I advise you to establish your company away from Estonia and find a country that supports dealing with these zones. The third and the most important is search, learn, and ask before making any decision regarding your company in Estonia or any other country. Think twice before moving forward. You are responsible for every single decision or action you make. By the way, I will be glad to guide you and help you realize your objectives. You can get in touch with me through my website, www.ziet.digital. This is all that I have for today. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you all for attending this webinar, and I give the floor back to Hussein.
Thanks a lot, Ziet. Very informative. It's always great to have testimonial from someone because it's important to know, especially like, you know, for the culture, but also taxation wise, we share also the same problems, just like you started in the beginning, why you actually have chosen to start via the e-residency. So now we are going to our last section, which is the Q&A. We have already received over 16 questions, actually 18 questions, but many of whom that Raimo has already gone through in the presentation. So I invite you to watch it again. And also we are going to reply to the questions by replying to in the comment. Now we're going to maybe go through some questions that we haven't gone through, like neither Ziet or Raimo. So question one, what kind of business activities are allowed and are they taxed, corporate taxed? I'm not sure I understand very well the question, but
well, what kind of activities are allowed? Basically everything that's legal is allowed. I think Estonian legal framework is not too restrictive. I don't recall any very widespread or well-known industry that is definitely not allowed in Estonia. Of course, everything that is criminal is not allowed. Everything that's connected to hiding the real sources of the money or optimizing the taxation illegally, this is of course not allowed. As well as if that's a highly regulated business, then you definitely need to have a license. Like everything connected to crypto, really difficult to get the license. Gambling also, or online betting or online gaming, they are all licensed businesses, which is, it is possible to open a company in Estonia, but you need to be sure that you get the license, which may take quite a bit of time and definitely needs more investment. If you have just, if you're planning to open a web shop, provide the services like, I don't know, as a software developer or designer or consult someone, then it's usually rather easy. And tax, it's always the same. Of course, if, for example, just a very, not very to the point example, but for example, if you start mining in Estonia, or you have a mining company which is registered in Estonia, then it's maybe possible that you have to pay some special environment fees. So this is like an example where additional taxes are needed. But it's very unlikely that you are going to mine something in Estonia. There's nothing to mine in Estonia that's really valuable. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks. To the next question, Ahmed asked if can you be employed by your business that you started as an e-resident? If yes, how does it look for taxation and social security?
Yes. You can be employed by your Estonian country. You can pay salary for yourself. Usually, if you are not Estonian resident, then the net sum, I don't know, you decide to pay yourself 1,000 euros, then you get 1,000 euros as a private person. But then it is your duty to declare this income from Estonian company to your Tunisian export if you are a resident of Tunisia. And then all the taxes that you have to pay if you are, for example, Tunisian employed by Tunisian company, then you have to pay the same taxes from that 1,000 euros based on the rules that are applicable in Tunisia.
Yes, thank you. Next question is...
But yeah, just one thing. But if you hire Estonian who is residing in Estonia, then for him or her, you have to pay the employment taxes according to Estonian laws. So there is a social security tax and employment tax you have to pay for him. And also you have to basically declare and withhold the private income tax from the salary you pay out.
Okay, thanks. Next, is it possible to establish an import-export business with e-residency?
Yes, trading is quite widespread industry. E-residents are operating. You just need to keep in mind that there may be quite a lot of custom-related tasks you need to do when you're exporting, importing to EU.
Yes, so basically it is better to at least have someone on the ground to deal with the customs, the certificates.
Whether local employee or a good service provider that helps with declaration and also calculating the customs taxes would be helpful indeed. There are that kind of service providers definitely out there.
Yes, definitely yes. So maybe as a reminder for everyone that there is the marketplace for e-residency. So you go to the website and you go to the tab of marketplace, you're going to find like vetted service providers that you can actually start asking them questions and so on. A last question we have, say you get the e-residency and start your company online. If the services require physical presence, will the e-residency help somehow to get the work permit on location and get like physical location? No?
Usually they are two separate things, not connected. It may, I don't know, depends on the official, of course, who is evaluating your application. Whether they consider it as a plus that you already have Estonian company and the e-residency. But by the law, there are two separate things, and having Estonian company or e-residency does not give you extra access to Estonia physically. But of course, there are people, like real human beings, who are evaluating your application, so can be that they consider it as a plus, and if everything else looks fine, then yeah, you get the permit, but they are not directly connected. As I mentioned also in the beginning of the presentation, e-residency does not give you the access, but of course you can apply for a certain type of visas, and if you are applicable, then you can move to Estonia and have also possibility to travel within EU with that.
Yes. Thanks a lot, Raimo. I think because the time is almost up, and also there are many questions that we can actually answer in the comments section. And we also invite you to maybe rewatch later the replay of the webinar. You'll find like more details in the presentation of Raimo as well. So we are actually at the end of this webinar. Thank you everyone, to all the speakers, to Raimo, to Reverend Councillor Nusukurawi, and to Ziad, and also to everyone who took the time to attend this webinar. So we are going to start also kicking off some activities in the weeks to come. So we're going to have more webinars with our Estonian counterparts. So looking forward, if you have more ideas, more questions, feel free to write in the comment section, write us on the page or via the website form or the email, which is already online. So thank you, everyone, and see you very soon. Bye.
Thank you from me as well. And visit our website, read more there.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.